At the end of last week's podcast, I promised our listeners the story, the adventure of how our performance was going to go at this concert hall, the Hodgson Concert Hall in Athens, Georgia.
It has gone more wild than anyone could possibly have conceived. Stay tuned.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 215, Touring in January.
It's been a hell of a week, folks.
Well, I was already saying it started. Okay, so the first inkling I had is we ran for a week at the Pittsburgh Public Theater. I think Austin tried to check in online Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
We were supposed to fly from Pittsburgh to Cleveland to Atlanta and drive from Atlanta to Athens, Georgia. It's about an hour. Austin tried to check in Sunday afternoon. He said, our flight to Cleveland has been canceled.
Our flight to Cleveland was on. Our flight from Cleveland to Atlanta was canceled.
Right. So then we called Allie, our office manager, said, this has been canceled. And so we got rerouted to Atlanta through Newark. So then Monday morning, we checked in.
Which at that time,
that sounded like a good idea, didn't it?
Yeah.
We were looking at the map going, Newark, head for Newark, it's an oasis of calm.
Yeah.
And there'll be many more options to get to Atlanta than there would be in Cleveland.
Exactly. So we got to Newark, and were informed all flights to Atlanta had been canceled because of the big storm in the southeast. So we were not going to get to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to customer service there in Newark.
All right.
And waited in line, and we got a very nice lady there working for Continental.
Alexis. She rocked.
She did rock.
And so this was on Monday. Our show was supposed to be on
Tuesday night.
Right, Tuesday night.
In Athens.
But about this time, we found out that Athens, Georgia, the University of Georgia, had closed the campus.
Right.
Monday and Tuesday, so there would be no show.
Right.
So our next show is supposed to be in Decatur, Alabama. Thursday, that's tonight, right about now. As you may have gathered, we're not doing a show right now. We're sitting in a restaurant.
So even if we could have made it to Athens, Georgia, there would have been no show. So there was no reason.
Meanwhile, our trunks are on the way to Athens, Georgia.
Via FedEx.
And our drop is in a suitcase that's lost in baggage claim.
Right. Yeah, our bags, we're going to go on the next plane to Atlanta. Out of Newark, but we had to go down to the baggage claim to say, no, get our bags. Get our bags off that plane.
Because we're not going to Atlanta now. We're going to try to fly to Birmingham and drive to Decatur, Alabama.
Well, and we didn't even know that at the time. We just wanted our bags because we didn't know what we were going to do.
That's true.
We thought we were going to be in Newark for 2 days. So
right.
give us our bags.
Yeah, we sort of jumped ahead. So the woman at the customer service got us on a flight Wednesday morning
right. Out
of Newark. Which was going to take us to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Where we were also supposed to meet Jenny Schwanner,
right.
Who is our backstage dresser for this leg of the tour.
And yeah. Regular listeners have heard Jenny. She lives up in Madison, Wisconsin, and that's where she's from. You can find her on Twitter at Costumanatrix.
Anyway, go on.
And in Madison, where they're used to dealing with snow.
Yes.
So we're trying to snag the bags. So we go down, when baggage claim, they don't come out, and we talk to a lady, and she says, we'll go over and wait by carousel number 7, and within an hour they should come out. So after about an hour, they hadn't come out, and she came over and she said, well, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. We don't know where your bags are, and they're not going to find them. I had visions of a baggage claim area that looked like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right.
And we said, well, Matt says, well, can we go down there and look ourselves? She says, no. She says, I can't even go down there. Well, what do we do? She says, well, your best bet is to come back late tonight when it's not so busy. So then we went back to the hotel. Matt Rippey, ever determined, called the 800 number on his claim ticket. They spoke to somebody in Houston, which doesn't do us much good because they're in Newark.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Austin...
I'll tell you what. I mean, I'll have to say, though, that in Newark, we got the, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, the situation sucks, was pretty much her message. I phoned the 1-800 number and get this lovely lady from Houston who was sweet as beans, Southern hospitality. She sympathized with me, and that's all I wanted was someone to say, oh, I'm so sorry. That sounds like you're in an awful mess. And that was good enough for me. She couldn't help me and didn't, but I just like that sugarcoat. important.
Yeah. It's all about attitude.
Right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, sitting in some lonely corner of the thousands and thousands of stranded bags at Newark Airport is a red suitcase with our drop, a severed arm, two banderillas, a plastic sword.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Well, and Rip, the you know, just some sympathy might be good enough for you.
Right.
But I kind of wanted my suitcase because I was tired of sitting in my own sauce, you know? Wanted clean clothes, etc. So
our costumes, but not our clean.
We had, yeah, that's right. We had our costumes, but no clean clothes. But I just got on. I got on a Twitter. I've heard so many stories about people getting through to during big corporate snafus, getting through to the corporation via Twitter. So I found Continental Airlines on Twitter @Continental, and I just said, "Hey, we can't get our bags. They can't find our bags here in Newark. Can you help?" And I got no response about 45 minutes. So then I sent out another tweet to Continental just saying, "Hello." echo. And finally, in the meantime, I had followed Continental on Twitter. Then I got an email that said, "Continental is now following you on Twitter." And then I got another email that says, "Continental has sent you a direct message. Send us your bag tags." So I texted all you guys. You gave me your bag tag numbers, descriptions of each bag. I tweeted them, direct tweeted them this information, and I waited. And then about 45 minutes later, I got a phone call from Deborah Waterman, my new best friend.
Yay, Deborah!
Yay, Deborah!
Good, Deborah. I call her
Debbie because we're close.
Yeah.
she says she was a baggage service resolution manager, which kind of scares me that there has to be a person with that title, because
right.
Clearly baggage service needs resolving a lot.
She's a euphemism,
but she was a very friendly new euphemism, as you said. She was based in Houston, where Continental's based.
Yeah.
And she said, "You know what? I'm going to get on this, and I think I hope I have some answers for you by tonight." Well, we went back and forth. She called me, I called her. We texted back and forth. She wasn't even on the Twitter. She just called me, and finally that night we were told. She said, "You will have your bags in the morning. They have them. You just need to go over there tomorrow morning. Go back to Newark Airport and get them." But in the meantime, Elaine, you got a phone call.
I got a phone call from a nice lady at Continental who said, "We have your bags." And I said, "Hallelujah." And she said, "Would you like us to deliver them?"
Yes, please.
And I said, "Oh, yes," because we were all set to go back to the airport, you know, lovely trip. And she said, "Well, they'll be there in the middle of the night. Just get up in the morning and go down to the hotel desk." So I went to bed hoping.
Yeah. Well, and my friend Debbie, when I texted her in the morning, she said, "I'm sorry, I haven't heard anything." She texted me when I got up. I texted her back. I said, "Our bags have been delivered to the hotel." She called me to say, "That amazes me," because she said, "I didn't know that could happen." So that you got your bags.
So now to back up.
Yeah, to back
up. When
we
leave Pittsburgh, we take our personal bags and we leave our trunks with the props, costumes, and scenery in trunks to be fed. This is how we normally tour, for FedEx to pick up, and they are supposed to FedEx them overnight to Athens, Georgia.
So they were going to pick them up Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. And there it's all. Now, Elaine, our stage manager, was a little concerned, as we all were, that maybe FedEx wouldn't be able to deliver it. So some of the key things, we bought an extra bag and we brought the backdrop and some key props with us. So everything isn't in those FedEx things. But anyway, when we get to Newark, the Athens show has been canceled and we can't get there. But we don't know if FedEx has picked up the trunks and that they're en route to Athens. So Elaine calls the Pittsburgh Public Theater.
They called FedEx first, and they said they didn't have the tracking number yet in their system, which means that they weren't picked up yet. So then I was able to call somebody at Pittsburgh Public Theater and verify that the trunks were still sitting in the lobby waiting to be picked up. And I said, quick, change the FedEx form to, where are we going next, Decatur?
Decatur, Alabama.
And they did. The very nice guy changed wrote out a new FedEx form with the new things, and he emailed it to me.
A really nice guy at the Public.
Sean Hall. Thank you, Sean.
We have a lot of good friends at the Public.
Hey, this is Janice Rogers from Fox 6 in Birmingham. You are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Enjoy.
Where can you see the RSC? This week, after dodging winter storms on the East Coast, we fly up to Fairbanks, Alaska, where presumably they're not going to be bothered by a little snow. After that, we head to Texas, then return to Newark, this time to perform at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Then we head back to Belgium and Holland. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific venue and ticket information. And now back to Fuego's Mexican Restaurant in Birmingham, Alabama, as Reed Martin, Matt Rippey, stage manager Elaine Randolph, and I recount our commute from hell last week. Now we're in Newark.
Oh,
and now we're going.
Everything's been solved.
Well, except that I'm woken up at 9 a.m. by a call from my wife Jane, who got a call from Continental at 6 a.m. West Coast time to say your husband's flight has been rescheduled to Friday morning.
That means we're going to miss the Decatur show Thursday night.
Right.
Right. And it would be tough to get even to Birmingham for the show on Friday.
So no flights are going out of Newark until Friday.
Because we haven't, I don't know if we said this, but there's a huge storm. It hasn't hit Newark. But
it's the same storm from the south, but now it's coming up to the New York, New Jersey, Boston area.
Which is supposed to leave a foot to a foot and a half of snow in Newark. So we're all saying, we'd even thought this night before, we need to get out of here. And right. If we can't get a flight, Elaine suggested, well, let's get a train to the D.C. area. The weather's not going to be as severe, and maybe from D.C. Baltimore, we can figure out what we're going to do.
Right. So instead of a day off in Newark, as pleasant as that sounds,
a dream vacation.
We had to get out of Newark before it was literally, I felt like a rat on a sinking ship, because we had to get on a train to get out of there before the storm socked in Newark and the New York area. And Elaine, you got the tickets on the Amtrak from Newark to BWI, Baltimore Airport, and they were some of the last tickets there because all the tickets were going because everybody was trying to get out of town.
And there were no limited flights going out of Newark, and certainly no flights going to the Atlanta area.
Right. Well,
and even the concept of being able to get out of Newark on a train. I mean, I'm used to living in London where, like, you know, the Northern Line stops because there's leaves on the track, you know, snow on the track. So, I mean, I wasn't entirely convinced.
Well, and Allie, meanwhile, we have to keep shouting out to Allie Bostead, our office manager, because she was back in the office constantly changing our flights and our hotel. So she got us this hotel in
Newark.
And our rental cars. She got us this hotel in Newark. Get us for one night. Oh, no, you have to get it for two nights. Okay, so then the next morning she had to cancel the second night because we're leaving and get us hotels in BWI at Baltimore.
And what we're saying is that we're making these changes, we're thinking this at like our morning, which is East Coast time, what, 9, 10 a.m., which is what? 6, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
West Coast time. So she's waking up to information like, hey, Allie, our flights have been canceled. We're changing plans. We're moving to another city. What can you do?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. She just wakes up. And fortunately, she's a whiz on Expedia and on the interwebs, and she's just making it all happen. So we took the train to Baltimore. And that was surprisingly civilized, right? That happened the way it was supposed to happen.
Earlier, we mentioned Jenny Schwanner.
Oh, yes.
Our dresser, who was not with us on the first leg of the tour. So she's flying from Madison to meet us in Atlanta. Well, now Allie is trying to change. Well, and we're supposed to meet her in Atlanta and then drive her to Alabama.
To Decatur.
Yes, yes, to Decatur, Alabama. Yeah. Well, Allie is unable to change Jenny's flight. They want to route her. They're going to change. They want to route her through New York.
Why
the airline is trying to route her through New York? Because Allie knows that no flight is going to be going out of New York for 2 or 3 days. Long and short of it, Jenny cannot get to Georgia or Alabama.
Well, so we get to Baltimore, and our flights, we finally get our tickets. Allie arranges for us to get tickets. Or was it you? No, Elaine, did you get us tickets?
I got the train tickets,
okay.
And Allie managed to go on Expedia or something and find reasonably, probably the last reasonably priced train plane tickets out of Baltimore.
Okay, so
only going to get a glancing blow from the storm. Right.
So Elaine got his tickets from Newark to Baltimore on the train, but Allie got us flights from Baltimore to Birmingham via Miami. So we get to the airport this morning to go to Miami, and we see our flight is on time and every flight to the New York area canceled.
Well, now to back up a little bit, this morning, before we left the houses to go to Baltimore Airport, we're contacted by the theater in Decatur, Alabama.
I called Penny, the TD, to talk over some things.
Ooh, you got the fancy glasses.
Oh, and large margarita just arrived. And and basically she says my managing director would like to speak to somebody because the conditions here still are not good. Although the interstates are clear, all the side streets and residential streets are really pretty rough, and worried about not only you getting here, but the audience getting here. So it starts to sound like me sitting there that perhaps the Decatur show is not going to happen as well. Perhaps we need to make another round of early morning phone calls to poor Ali Bosted.
Oh, no.
And so then I call the managing director back, and she's concerned that her audience is with the roads, it's not safe for them. They don't want to come out, and maybe even the authorities don't want people leaving their houses.
Right. When the snow hits down here in the South, they're not used to it. They're not set up for it. They don't have salt. They don't have trucks. They don't have ways to de-ice the highways.
Yeah, so it's looking like the sky is falling.
So what it's looking increasingly like is that we are going to be able to get to Decatur from Pittsburgh via Newark, Baltimore, Miami, and Atlanta, but the people in Decatur will not be able to get to the theater.
Right.
So
they can't even drive on the road.
Kind of ironic in its own way. But here's the other twist, getting back to FedEx.
Yes.
So the good people, the Pittsburgh public, caught the trunks before they went out via FedEx and changed the tags so they wouldn't go to Athens, that they would go to Decatur. Well, now it looks like we're going to fly into Birmingham and not drive to Decatur. The original plan was we'd drive, fly into Birmingham. Well, the second original plan, fly into Birmingham, drive to Decatur, do the show, and bring the trunks with us. Well, now we're not going to go to Decatur.
Right.
So have they been delivered? That's the thing.
Right.
Have they been delivered to Decatur? Well, apparently they tried to deliver them to Decatur, but somebody wasn't there to pick them up, so they're still on the truck. So, Allie, call FedEx quick, see if they can reroute all of our trunks from Decatur to Birmingham, and how much would that cost?
Meanwhile, I have the good Sean Hall at Pittsburgh Public Theater has emailed me a scan of the tracking number for the new FedEx form that sent them to Decatur, which I then forward to Adley, who then finally has a tracking number for our FedEx, which is somewhere in the South, and is able to call FedEx and reroute them.
So we're all heading to Birmingham. The trunks are heading now to Birmingham. We have hotels in Birmingham on Friday and Saturday, but we don't have them on Wednesday and Thursday, tonight and Thursday, tomorrow. So then Allie's calling the hotel to get us a hotel. And then we finally arrive. We got here. Is there more to the story of getting here?
Yeah.
There is? All right.
Reed and I get to the airport in the morning.
In Baltimore.
We've been reunited with our luggage in a very happy, cheerful scene in Newark.
It was all very emotional.
Yeah, our luggage did arrive at the hotel. It was beautiful. So we've been dragging this around for a while, and the suitcase that carries the drop is overloaded, so it is overweight. Well, the nice woman at the front desk at Baltimore says, "This suitcase is overweight, ma'am. Would you like to take anything out?" So I open the suitcase and I realize that the things that I could take out to not make it overweight are the severed arm, the plastic swords, the banderillas, the picas, and a few other really fairly esoteric objects that I don't want to be waving around the airport.
I think their Homeland Security wouldn't be particularly pleased.
I think they're called WPDs, weapons of plastic destruction.
Exactly. So discretion being the better part of valor, we decided we'll pay the overweight fee.
We'll pay the fee.
Well, all I can say is this whole jet-setting actor theater company on tour thing is way overrated. I'm sorry, but you know what, Elaine? Just tell me when it's my five-minute call. Tell me when it's places and give me my first cue, and I'm on. I'm done with this.
Yeah, I think have we learned anything about touring in January?
Here. You know, we had avoided it for about 10 or 15 years, and we were talked into it this year.
Say his name. By Neil Benson from Opus 3 Artists, our booking agent.
I'm not saying who.
I'm saying who. It's Neil Benson from Opus 3.
Let me assure you that in January of 2012, we do not plan to be touring.
We
need to say we got here.
Yeah, and we got it, but we did. We got here to Birmingham, and the good news is we didn't have to drive for 2 hours to Decatur because it's late now, and we're sitting in a restaurant getting food because we haven't eaten all day, and we got to our hotel, and let's just say it's a Residence Inn, Marriott Residence
Inn. Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. I got to my room, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I wept a little. In a beautiful room.
And I'm not ashamed to say I wet a little.
That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your tales of travel hell via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews at our podcast page on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, and our Reduce Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, website resolution service manager Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Laura Frazier. No reason, it's just random. Thanks to Janice Rogers from Fox 6 in Birmingham, Alabama, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 215/645 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I got a text from Allie, our office manager, saying, well, have you guys gotten there yet? And I indeed texted her back and said, success. We just got to hotel, 4 plane trips, 3 days, and 2 hotels later. And the cancellations are 5 flights, 3 hotels, 2 rental cars, an airport shuttle, 2 shows, a workshop, 3 changed FedEx forms, 5 lost then found suitcases, 1 train ride, and 6 states later.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Is it places yet? Tell me it's places.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.